Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive
Welcome
services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is the birthday boy, David Linden.
The birthday boy.
And Joan, his wife, is shaking her head, like birthday boy. Mm. Actually, I'll wait till David comes back. I'm going to go to Sue with a question. Somebody had texted me a birthday wish because they can't make a phone call, but there's no reason to say it now. I might as well wait until he comes in to hear it. But
he's about to walk in, too.
Okay, I'm
going to wait.
Okay.
All
that we've been talking about from Dr. Sue, I want to say Sue, but I'm going to try to always say Dr. Sue.
Dr. Sue,
for the shtick on radio. And with David, it really is and you can correct me, it's the importance of open communication.
Yes.
Between these two. I mean, you can just see, going back to the first glance of those ankles. I'm not ever going to leave that one down.
No.
I'm going to check out everybody from now on. I'm going to let everybody walk ahead of me up the stairs. And, whoa, baby, look at those
it's
legs.
It's a great starting point.
I think it's wonderful. And look where it ends up. So I think it's wonderful. I just wanted to say, I have a text, unfortunately, but she can't call in, is Madeline Singus, Nassau County DA, has something this morning.
Oh,
and she was trying to call in, so she just texted me that she can't get away, which is, I said, they can't, but wanted to wish you a happy birthday and one free get out of jail in case something happens to you this weekend.
Yes, from the district attorney.
From the district attorney.
If you're so hard, you can get them too wild this weekend.
You better stop hanging around the bars, David.
Well, I do know that David loves
his train.
Oh, we got a call.
Hello. Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Hey,
Wayne.
Very good.
Wayne.
Good, what's happening?
We have Wayne Wink on the phone, North Hempstead Town Clerk.
Oh, yes, I know. Nice looking fellow.
Very good. We have David Linden here.
Yes. He wears a nice blue suit.
Birthday?
Hey, thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
90 is the new 60, so you got
many 90 is the new 60, he just said, which is what they've been taught. Yeah, Joan is happy to hear that.
I'll drink to that.
Yes. Yeah. When people say, how does it feel to be 90? I don't know.
And Wayne's responsible to give out the marriage licenses. So he'll be telling people that.
Right.
That's how he's going to be pushing North Hempstead.
We can't go to Valentine's Day anymore.
What?
We can't go to Valentine's Day anymore and be the oldest couple.
We're going to be the oldest couple at your Valentine's this year, they said.
Oh, wonderful. I look forward to it. That's great.
I want to thank you, Wayne, for calling in for David. He appreciates it very much.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Congratulations, David. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, Wayne. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a happy holidays.
Thank you, Saint.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
What a nice phone call.
Yeah, he's good. That's one thing with the town. It really, it's a good town. It's a good county.
Oh, we got another call.
He didn't mention
coming in there. Hello?
Another call.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you need headphones. Headphones, David.
Oh, the headphones, David. Hello?
Is this David?
Yes. Well, that was John. This is David.
It's Diana, your daughter.
My daughter, Diana. Diana, hi. Oh.
Hi, I'm calling to wish you happy birthday a day early.
That's okay. I was at your birthday, so... yes,
well,
and Mom is here with me. We were talking about Bronxy.
Oh, this is Bronxy's mom?
This is Bronxy's mom, yes. Hey, you got up real early then.
Yeah, what?
Well, because it's 11:30 here, so you're up early. Oh, well, I appreciate it, sweetie. How's the rest of the tribe out there?
Everyone's fine. I drove them to school. Everyone's good.
Good. Say hello to Peter and Alex and Emily.
Diana, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, sweetie. Thank you for the call.
Yes.
And they got the kids to school this morning.
Yes.
We'll talk later, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, or tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Love you, Dad.
Bye-bye.
That was David and Joan's daughter,
Diana.
It's the younger daughter who's actually calling from California.
Yes.
With Bronxie's, that's Bronxie's parents,
Bronxie's
mom.
Bronxie's, yes.
And now actually just walking into the studio is one of the women that makes the whole thing happen. Kimberly!
2 days in a row! I can't take it.
Well, I heard somebody was having a 21st birthday, so I decided to come by.
Tomorrow, David is 90.
90?
90 tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 21.
I will tell you this. I know I was an eight. I was an eight, over 8 pound baby, and my mother never forgave me.
Actually, I'm just going to come in with a quick story. I have an older sister. When she was born, she was 8 pounds. My mother was going to a Park Avenue doctor. She thought it was the best.
A Park Avenue?
Honestly. Yeah. This was, you know, so, and the doctor told my mother, basically, you were a pig with the amount of weight she gained, and look what happened. So the second baby comes along, which was me, and she gained like 25 pounds. She watched everything. I was 10'4". She never went back to that doctor. I swear. And the doctor saying, you're doing good, you're doing good. And I was 10'4". So
I will admit, my mom was a smoker during pregnancy with both me and my sister.
Oh, no, no.
And me and my sister were both over 7 pounds. And my mom afterwards quickly said to the doctor, she's like, doctor, you let me smoke during pregnancy. How terrible. And she said, and he turned to her and said, listen, you have babies that were over 7 pounds. Yeah. Aren't you happy I let you smoke?
I helped you. They can find the credit in
everything. Not that
right?
I'm condoning that.
No,
I am not condoning it.
Different time.
Yeah. Oh,
different
yeah.
Yes.
Nobody said anything about I stopped smoking by then. I never smoked. I mooched.
Yes, I remember.
You were also allowed to drink during pregnancy.
Yeah, but I don't know. Drinking I didn't do. But
I drank during her pregnancy.
A craft beer?
Right, I drink good beer.
They didn't have Trader Joe's. You love a good Trader Joe's beer, right, David?
No. We're going to the wine factory now.
Next door is the brewery.
I love the wine factory.
They've got a collection of beers. Whoa.
Do you like to go there on Saturdays when they have tastings?
No, I know what I want. I know what I want.
He knew what he wanted when he saw those ankles. Kimberly, you weren't here.
Yeah, Kim,
he knew what he wanted.
When he first, he said, we a new thing, that he saw her ankles and knew he needed that to have that woman.
Whoa.
And he said her ankles are still looking good, you know, 63 years later.
She was going up the stairs ahead of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never wore red shoes like you did yesterday.
Yes.
Dorothy. Oh, but those look good. But I miss one of those.
I'm going to say I'm wearing like the little half boots. You can see my ankles.
I know.
Yesterday at the party, at the Christmas party, actually both you guys were dressed up. You had a blouse and a very Christmassy themed skirt.
Yes.
And phenomenal shoes.
Yes.
Red shoes.
Red shoes.
Christina
shoes.
Was like a gorgeous elf in a green suede and a, what do you call that, like a Santa bag over his shoulder.
Yeah, right.
She is our project
independent
doll. Actually,
it was velvet. It was velvet.
Yes, velvet.
Yeah, not
yes.
Suede, excuse me.
Yes, velvet.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Velvet and velour. It's all part of the 2018-19 okay. winter season.
That was a nice event you had yesterday.
Yeah.
It really was. I mean, it turned out a good number of people there. I just wanted to stop in quickly to say hello, but it really was. It was
a beautiful, festive event. It was lovely.
No, we had a great amount of people. The right people were there.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it.
Of course.
It was great. It was
the right people
were
there.
Fabulous.
Right, and if you're not certain, ask us. We'll tell you.
I was there, so we know it was wonderful.
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. Actually, we're in the middle of the Christina.
I know. We're all over the place.
No, which is fine. But just if there's some few things that you have to throw out.
Yeah, I just want to tell people that next week is our last show before our holiday little break that we do.
The
21st is next week already.
Okay. Then when do we come back?
Come back the second Friday in January. So the 11th, I believe it is.
11th. Okay.
Yeah, the 11th. But next week we're going to have on actually a representative from Island Harvest, which is a fabulous organization that really does a lot of great work. So we'll find out about that. And we are going to have on the founder of A Lifetime of Dance, which is this really cool organization that has all these different ages of people. I saw an article in Newsday about it, so I tracked her down. So she's going to come in, and we're going to be celebrating again. I mean, we're going to have two parties in a row, guys. I mean, it's just they never stop. We always find a reason. They know when I walk in and I have, like, my bag of, like, you know, like a party in a bag. But it's really, so I tell everyone to check it because it'll be very nice and we'll be selling.
As long as they don't say, hey, here's the bag for the party.
Yeah. But definitely check that out because that'll be a nice little thing before the holidays.
Just totally random, mm-hmm. We have time before the next break, is yesterday I did stop at, where is it?
Clinton G. Martin Park?
Clinton G. Martin Park, I'm sorry, thank you. And I saw the veterans van. The first time I've seen it. It's huge.
It's amazing. No,
I've heard about it. I've never seen it. Yeah. And there was people actually using it while we were there. I saw people coming in and out of it.
It is life-changing for both the residents who get to use it, plus their caretakers mm-hmm. who don't have to go all the way out to Northport VA, and the services that they are offering in there from podiatry, hearing aids.
Right, it's Monday is physical therapy, Wednesday is podiatry, and Thursday is primary care, but you need to make an appointment. We want people to...
Not through Project Independence.
No, you call the VA. The VA needs to be your primary care, and you know, you can schedule it through them and come by, but you need an appointment. They're not like our other vans where you can just like roll on.
And figure it out. You're silly not to use it. It's there.
And once you're in there, you do not realize you're in a mobile unit.
No, it's like full. Right, it's a full, you know, stocked facility. And you call 631-261-4400 extension 7978 or call 311 and we can get you hooked up. We have a veterans caseworker and she can help facilitate this whole thing.
And you have to be involved somehow? I don't mean with the vets. Would you have to be organized by a vet doctor or something?
Yeah. So that needs to be your primary care. It has to be through the VA.
Right. Okay. And then Gail?
Gail can help you do that. Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of these things need paperwork and Gail could really do it with you. So
in Northport, I mean, honestly, instead of driving out to Northport, you can just come right there, and you can pop in and see Kimberly, see Christina, Carrie, and learn how to get home if you don't have a car.
That's right. Yeah,
everybody.
We can help
all service.
Yes, we do like handle. You know, it's like a one stop shop over there.
That's true. Actually, we're going into a break.
Yes.
Then we'll come back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.